what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a marvelous feeling that every single thing is going your way. I'm Dee Foster III, CEO of Wake Up Global Networks, and thank you for joining us for the Voice of Hope Connection. Before we get started, I want to say like it, share, follow, call somebody, text somebody. I believe, even though it's early, yes, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard, 4 on the West Coast, but I believe God has a word to push us through this coming week. Before I get into that word, I want to say like, share, and follow. Join us on our social media, The Voice Over Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, and The Voice Over Pod on Twitter, and follow us and like us and share the information. We value your presence so very, very much. Have you checked out our Friday podcast, The Voice Over Now podcast, dealing with relevant, current situations that are happening in the community, bringing you education, experience. If you haven't, you can get it right here on WPB Media Networks every Friday live at 5 p.m. or you can get the replay at any time. Can I be honest with you? And I think I will. And it happens to all of us. This was a kind of challenging week. This week was very challenging. I mean, just unexpected things, some disappointments, just lifing. And so, as I say every week, that's why I believe this time is so important, because we never know what we're going to face. I mean, we hope it goes well. We pray it goes well. We have our expectations that it's going well. But you know, life has its own mind at times. And it brings us uncertainties and disappointments in people and events and in us and in life in general, at work. But one thing is certain, no matter how uncertain the week will be, that there is ability, hope, that we will make it through. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So I checked on one of my spiritual daughters this week, just checking in to see how she was doing. And she had the same testimony. See, you're not the only one going through what you experiencing. She says, been a challenging week, but watch this. She ministered to me. She says, but I am pushing through it. All of a sudden, when she said that, a light went off in me. I said, yes. I said, and I responded through the text, we all are. And that's the word that I want to give you to help you in this upcoming week. There are a lot of uncertainties, perhaps, that lay ahead. But one thing is for sure, that God in you has given you the ability to push through it. Yes, not to stop at the point of our emotions. That's what push through it means. What is push through it? Push through it means keep going when I don't feel like it. Keep going when I'm frustrated. Keep going when they're getting on my nerves. Keep going when I'm tired. I'll give you a good example. Now, I don't run track, but I do work out. I try to go to the gym often, almost every day. And this morning, because my week had been so whatever, I didn't feel like getting up. I go quite early so I can finish the rest of my day, right? But I had eaten a lot of hot dogs, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of French fries this week, and I knew I had to kind of work it off. So tired, kind of sluggish, I get up. I drag myself out of the house. It's still dark. I force myself into the gym. I get on the elliptical. I start working. I say to myself, I know this not going to be long. I just don't feel it. I know this not going to be long. So I get on my elliptical. I put in my earplugs and listen to what I listen to. And still tired. But notice when I drop down, 7 minutes have gone by. Notice when I drop down, 15 minutes have gone by. I'm just still pushing through it. Notice when I drop down, 20, 25 minutes have gone by. And all of a sudden, I got what they call in athletics, a second wind. I said, I can do my 45 now because a second wind kicked in. Can I tell you, no matter what you face this week, in the words of my daughter, if you don't stop, if you don't stay in the bed, if you don't cry your eyes out, if you don't give up, if you don't get negative, the God in you will give you a second wind. Why? Do y'all sense what I'm sensing? Do y'all sense? See, nobody said that everything was going to be a bed of roses. Nobody always said. But what we do have a promise is that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You got that promise. I remind you of a poem. My daddy used to love it. He had it on his cassette every morning. I would hear it because when he'd go take a shower, he would play it and it'll be loud and wake us up. And it was the poem, Don't Quit. I'm not going to take the time to read it. You read it. But it starts off to say, when life seems hard, when life seems hard, the gist of it. You don't know how close you are to victory, to the golden cup, if you quit. When the road seems all uphill, it's easy to quit. But the victor's crown is through the words of my daughter, pressing through it. And as you go into this week, there are going to be some times, as spiritual as you are, that you're going to have to press through it. But if you make up your mind this morning that I'm getting in the press when it occurs, I make you one promise. I can't promise a lot of things, but I can make you this promise based on God. That the God in you will deliver you a second wind. I felt a drastic difference when I left the gym than when I entered. Those situations still existed. But the issue is, I had a second wind to deal with what was dealt to me. That's all I have to say. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope it's good. I hope it's positive. I hope everything turns out the way it should be. Yes, that's what we should hope for. But just in case, I want to encourage you. Metaphorically, don't pull the covers over your head. Metaphorically, don't talk yourself out of it. Metaphorically, don't look for sympathy. Metaphorically, get up. Get your energy drink. Wash your face, brush your teeth, press your way in the darkness, press your way in the gym metaphorically. Metaphorically, get on the treadmill or the elliptical, because there's a second wind coming. Join us at 7:30 for our Voice of Healing Community prayer call. It's growing and people are coming on, getting what we all need. Healing. The number's at the bottom of the screen. I want to say thank you. Until next week, the Voice of Hope Connection. This is D. Foster 3 reminding you, the God in you, I'm a witness. My daughter's a witness. You are a witness. We'll give you a second wind. God bless.